Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
The drive is live.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Do it, lady.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
5 o'clock fire it is. How about that? Get into the day's top stories in just a moment. Shout out to Pop Stroke for having us out here today. They know how to take care of the good people of H-Town and the surrounding areas, all having a great time this evening. Beautiful day, breezy, a lot of clouds in the sky, beer flowing, good food, good stuff. Ron Hughley, Clint Sterner, they don't know how to have a good time. They're probably somewhere doing things far more important than this that are stressing them out. We, as in me, Sean Bajani and B. Scott, out here having a good time with the good people. And PC, look at this guy. What's he doing? He's having a good time as well.
The Lord's work, I can tell you that.
Passing out Area 45 pint glasses. Do you need one of those in your life? Is your cup needing to runneth over? Well, you need to come out here and get a pint glass. So that is the case. He's handing them out like Skittles. Do it. All right, here we go. T. Miller, are you ready for this action? Are you ready for this action that is
always
about to begin?
Always ready.
1 hour and 4 minutes. Scoreboard watching, people. Detroit at Boston, Texas at Cleveland. Both 6:10 first pitches. That, along with who the Houston Astros are playing tonight, the Angels that hail from Anaheim that claim to be from Los Angeles, that is who they are playing at 8:38 tonight. We got to watch scoreboard, and we need the Astros to win their 86th baseball game of the season. All that to tell you this, basically, B. Scott, this thing's going to come down to, unless the Astros lose, the final day of the season.
Which is a very, very, very important qualifier I want to add.
The final day of the season. That's basically what this whole thing hinges on here. What is your feeling as of right now?
So I'll give you two different feelings. One is, and this is probably the most positive spin that I can possibly give on this. Thank you, Astros, for at least being interesting, giving me like a compelling thing to pay attention to at the end of the season, because they could very well be one or two things so damn good that we're just like, hey, let's get to the postseason already. Let's just get out of this the whole stage,
because yeah,
they're going to win the division. They're going to be in the postseason, and let's get the true Astros baseball rolling, which is postseason baseball. That's what we've come to know here in Houston. Or they could be god-awful and not a factor at all. And, hey, it's just, hey, let's get to the offseason. Let's see what they're going to do in the way of free agency or trades, or start looking at the minor leaguers that could possibly contribute next year. Instead, they're teasing you a little bit. They've got you kind of on the edge of, is this a compelling baseball team? Is it not? I don't know, but I'm going to watch tonight to try to figure out what they're going to decide to be on a given night. And so from a night-to-night basis, basically ever since they got swept by the Mariners over the weekend, I guess they didn't play Monday, but for the entire week since then, every day has been like an edge-of-your-seat, compelling Astros day and Astros moment where you're kind of like hanging your hat on what the Astros, and of course they go out there and lose to the A's.
At least going into the game, right?
Yeah, exactly,
because
exactly.
In some of those games, they're very quickly down
7-2. They're out of it early, and then it's not as compelling as you want it to be. But that's my positive spin. How do I feel about it overall? Like, part of me, like, I'm rooting for them. So I'll never say that I'm rooting against the Astros, that I want them to lose, nothing like that. So I'm rooting for them, but I'm also just not looking forward to the postseason if they get there, because I can't get the Tiger series from last year out of my mind, because I sat there and watched it at then Minute Maid Park and watched them lose to the Fighting AJ Hinches both games, and feeling like even then we were kind of having this conversation earlier about like what's the bigger dagger, this 0-3 start to the Texans season or feeling like the Astros era is sunsetting. And I started to feel that way last year in the moment as they were losing to the Tigers at home, when, you know, I've got the Astros arrogance of, hey, they're always going to win.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, losing in the playoffs.
To the Tigers, yeah. And so I've been feeling like that ever since then. And I am a little weary of feeling that way again if they even make it into the postseason in these last several days of the regular
season. Here is the scenarios, okay? And shout out to Michael Schwab via Twitter, who did a really good job of putting all this together. Like, my brain wants to explode or implode. This time of year when you have to do like 2, 3, 4 different teams and combinations. Shout out to Schwab for putting all this together. The Astros, here it is, and I'm going to make this very simple for you. The Astros need to go 3-0, and there is some combination of Detroit and Cleveland that need to go 1-2 or 2-1 between those two teams for the Astros to get in. Yeah. They need to go 3-0.
They need help.
Okay?
They need to win. They need to help themselves, and they need help.
If Detroit or Cleveland does not sweep their opponent, the Astros need to sweep the Angels, and some combination of Tigers and Guardians need to go 2-1, 1-2. Here's this. The Astros could go win out, and they need Boston to lose out. Simple, right? That's all that needs to happen, and the Astros are in. Astros can go 2-1, and they need Cleveland to lose out. Astros could go 2-1, and they need Detroit to lose out. Either way, out of all five of those scenarios, Houston is eliminated if they lose two games.
Well, so that was a lot that you said there. But what's funny about it is who you're rooting for depends on what you do. Right, like, so if you lose,
just
that,
win
that chance, right? And unfortunately, we don't get to control that. Now the Astros do, but if they do lose, that changes who you're rooting for between either the Tigers or the Red Sox, or and of course in the other series with the Guardians. And so the simple part of it is, like, you can't lose two games, because if you lose two games, you're out of it, right? So you're rooting for the Astros every night. They need to just take care of their own business and then let the chips fall where they may with the other teams and kind of helping them out.
Just go 2-1.
Man, we're talking about the Angels, man. Go ahead and go. Why don't you go ahead and sweep somebody? Like, the Mariners just swept you. They came here. The Mariners came to Houston over the weekend and walked you down. So is it too much to ask that with the season on the line that you – the Astros go out there to Anaheim or wherever the hell it is that the Angels play out there in Southern California and walk them down?
Yeah.
I'm talking about an Angels team that is objectively not as good as the Astros team that got swept by the Mariners. Can you go and return the favor and do that to them? That shouldn't be too much to ask, because that would take a lot of stress off of us in terms of how we configure and calculate the chances and have to do math when all of us are done. We're all done with school already. Everybody graduated from school already. We're done with school. I don't want to do no math unless I'm helping my kids out with their math lessons or whatever it is. I don't want to do math with the Astros. Go out there, win three games in a row, and let the chips fall where they may.
Here's the funny thing. Boston is playing Detroit in Boston.
Right. That's what I'm
saying. So it's like, come on, just please sweep, and then Boston lose out. So really, the simplest thing,
sweep Boston lose out,
and then be a Detroit Tiger fan. I'm sorry, you got to be a Detroit Tiger
fan. I'm fine
fan
with it.
For the next 3 days.
I'm fine with it.
That's what it is. All right, Texans and Titans injury report for this weekend. Here's what it is, man. It was looking kind of shaky earlier in the week, with Cam Ward popping up on the injury report for the Titans, but he's been a full participant the last couple of days and was again today with the ankle calf injury. Also a full participant was their guard, Kevin Zeitler. He's got a bicep situation. I got a bicep situation.
Who doesn't?
You know?
I got a bicep situation in the fact that I don't have none.
Oh, come on. Give yourself some credit.
No, I'm just saying. I'm a skinny man. There ain't no shame in it. I'm good with who I am. I'm just kind of telling you the truth.
The DNPs for the Titans are far less important than the people that are showing up in the injury list for the Texans. J.C. Latham, Dorian Mousey, Bryce Oliver, they're all on the DNP, and two of the three are out, in Latham and Oliver. That's your tackle-wide receiver combo, respectfully. Doubtful going into the game, safety Kevin Winston Jr. for the fake Oilers. DNPs for the Texans today? Guess what? They didn't have any after having three earlier this week on Wednesday, two yesterday. They had none today. However, we did get news earlier today that Jakob Johnson, their fullback extraordinaire, dealing with a hamstring injury, has been put on IR. So there you go. He's out for at least the next 4 weeks in that situation. I don't know how much I'm going to miss him.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do when you have a novelty position like fullback in the year 2025 and there's no impact? There's like no obvious difference in how you operate and what the impact is on that player's specific position on your team.
I.e. Dalton Keene.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Whoever that other fellow was last year, the Bobby Slowick saw fit.
Was it Hairston?
Maybe once upon a time ago, yeah, it was. Could have been Hairston. Yeah. Maybe there's a third. I feel like there was another random white guy the Texans signed to waste a roster spot that they wanted to sell to everybody that, hey, this is a valuable fullback slash tight end guy. Verrett, the former Saint tight end that was once upon a time.
Oh, and see, I was thinking about the dude that took the kickoff back 2 years ago.
Him too, Skoranek.
No. That's not Skoranek. He's a wide receiver. Andrew Beck is who I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's so funny. For week one, Skoranek caught a touchdown pass.
He did.
And I was thinking, like, well, that son of a gun.
Yeah. Right. Hey, I thought the same thing.
But it was
thing.
Andrew Beck. That's the guy that that's took the 90 about. Yards for a kickoff return.
Confused the hell out of everybody who watched it.
Yeah.
Including the Texans, including his teammates.
Hey, but you know, funny enough, Frank Ross talked about it earlier this week. Titans got that guy Hecker. You know, no special teamer in the NFL has more trickery up their sleeve than that guy Hecker. Okay, so here's the deal. If Frank Ross gets screwed, bent over by Tennessee Titans special teams this week, it's FUBAR. It's FUBAR, people. You might as well be 0-4. You might as well have a 0% chance of coming back and winning a division, getting a wild card, going to the playoffs. Because if Frank Ross gets screwed over, the only guy in the only facet of the team that has been good this season, and there's nothing he can control single-handedly about Kymie Fairbairn missing chip shot field goals.
Right.
And then, you know, look, a 52-yarder. Come on, what's that to him? He does that in his sleep. It's gone off the rails officially if that happens.
Yeah, no, you can't afford it. Like, you already have – it's already, like, calamity on the offensive side of the ball. The defense is hanging by a thread because the offense is not doing them any favors. I think they would be I think the defense would be a lot better and closer to what we expect it to be if the offense was even just passable. I think they are hurting them and putting them in positions that are obviously not advantageous to them. So there's that. There's the offense. Yeah. There's the defense. But the special teams, there's a reason why Frank Ross has – lasted multiple regimes, has lasted multiple eras of disaster or catastrophe when it comes to the Texans, is because at the very least you could hang your hat on, even if they weren't the most talented group, they at least were well coached and understood what they were supposed to be doing, the special teams unit. If for some reason that starts to go left, cancel Christmas. Cancel Christmas just like – and I'm not talking about cancel Christmas like we almost had to this past Christmas when the Texans scored all of 2 points against the Ravens with Beyonce out there and Netflix watching.
Yeah.
I'm talking about cancel Christmas, a lump of coal, you ain't getting no gifts, to hell with it. Like, seriously, like this is the one thing you can hang your hat on.
Sir, could you please stop being so doom and gloom?
They don't play. I ain't trying to be doom and gloom. I'm just trying to be real with y'all. I want the Texans. I'm picking them to win, by the way. If that matters for anything.
No.
Picking them to win, by the way, this Sunday.
You got one applause. It's Reggie.
And damn it, they got to. They don't have no other choice. Losing is not really an option right now.
Who needs to win more, Team USA or the Houston Texans? I would say the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Team USA, you know what? It's an individual sport. Golf is sometimes, unless they try to invent one, which is called the Ryder Cup.
Which they did, yep.
They did. And U.S., they need help, man. Last check, they were down 5-2 at Ryder Cup play. Overall, the U.S. needs 14.5 points to win the Cup. Euro needs 14 just to retain it. U.S. has been getting their asses kicked today. They lost 3-1 in the early groupings, and at last check, it was 2-2 in the late afternoon groupings.
Getting their asses kicked. So that just tells me that Houston is truly an American city.
Man, check this out.
If Houston's getting their ass kicked, America's getting his ass kicked, we just all getting our ass
the
kicked.
The Texans need to have a little bit of Rory McIlroy, right? Rory, does he choke sometimes?
Sure.
Sure he chokes sometimes.
Yeah, it's part
of the
brand.
Who's won five majors? Rory McIlroy.
All right.
Who's eighth all-time in Ryder Cup points? Rory McIlroy. The Texans need to have a little bit of Rory McIlroy. Why? Rory was having some problems getting dressed this morning, having a little problem with the top button, and this is what he heard from the hecklers.
You don't need a button to choke, Rory.
Oh, come on. You know, that was such a good one-liner.
That's funny.
Rory laughed at it. The entire Euro Ryder team laughed at it.
Yeah.
And what did Rory go out to today? He kicked the USA's ass.
There you go.
So you know what? You can laugh at the Texans. You can mock them. What are they going to do on Sunday? They're going to go out, and they are going to
win.
Okay.
They're going to win. Look, hey, proud Houstonian,
Rawr!
Proud American, I need us all to do better. Houston, America, let's do better. Let's just do better. That's all I got to say.
Period. That is the great Brandon Aloysius Scott. I'm Sean Bajani, and for Ron Hughley and Clint Sterner. Coming up next, let's dive a little bit deeper into the ballgame tonight. Astros and the Angels. Final three games. It's do or die. You know what needs to be done. Can they do it? And you know what? Can we talk about the legacy of one great Houston Astro for a moment, please? We'll do it next.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Bring us Bregman or get the out.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Pop Stroke and Katie, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, I'm not advising you be reckless or irresponsible by any stretch. However, it is 527. You have 33 minutes. I'm sorry. You have 20 minutes. If you are en route to anywhere near the Katy area, get your butt here. Enjoy the day. Just come stop by, have a drink. Just say hi. Just enter to win some Texans tickets. We'll be giving those away here on site in exactly 20 minutes.
Pull up.
Exactly 20 minutes. We'll be giving away a pair of Texans tickets that you can win. You got to be present to win. Just show in, walk in the door, and piss off like the 150 people that are here and that have been here for the last 4 hours trying to win these tickets. And it'd be a great thing. You can win at Pop Stroke in Katy off of I-10 West. Sean Bajani, B. Scott in for Ron Hughley, Clint Sterner, a couple of slackers. It's all good. T. Mill, not a slacker. Badass. Andy, engineer on site, not a slacker. He is also very badass. Come have a good time with us and say hello for about the last hour or so. I'll be hanging out. I'm doing Area 485 tonight because I'm psycho. All right. Coming up here, B. Scott, in a matter of, what do we got? T-minus 3 hours and 9 minutes, I would say.
Yeah.
Astros and Angels. Biggest game of the season because it's the next one for the Astros. You've got the summer of George. George Costanza, Jason Alexander on the mound for the Astros. Up until his last start, which was absolute major ass.
Yeah, it was.
Jason Alexander has been phenomenal. And the Astros, the other eight dudes playing baseball behind him, have also been phenomenal. 9-0 in his previous nine starts up until the one in which he gave up seven earned runs. Thank you, Seinfeld. He posted a 2.32 ERA during that stretch, allowed 13 earned runs in 50 and a third innings pitched. B. Scott, this guy's been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball during that stretch, and he's on the mound in a do-or-die game tonight for your Astros. Fromber surprised. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, all that good stuff from Fromber, maybe tip of the cap. If he's going to leave, what a legacy to leave behind.
Yeah.
And that he decided to, you know, put up his very best one last time. Jason Alexander, can he do that tonight for the Astros?
I believe in Jason Alexander. I know his last and most recent start